taking an L, taking care of business, will we create a problem for Houston? The fresh question of the week and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers Jewelry, where Charlottesville gets engaged. I'm your host, Mark Jerome. And of course, the handsome gentleman on your screen is none other than Coach Jason Williford. Jay Willis, how you doing?
Good, good. Just getting into H-Town.
Live from Houston, what's the weather like?
Nice. It was like mid-70s, nice. We all got jackets on. It was hot on the bus, but we're good.
Yeah, it's freezing in New York, so I'm happy that you get a chance to get some time in the warmth. And speaking of warm, we let Navy get a little warm on us last week from the outside.
Hey, I keep telling, and I've answered this question, and I had to go home to my wife and kids who were killing me as well. We are a work in progress. And that was a very good Navy team experience. But they shot it well. And a lot of that, some of that had to do with us. Some of it, a lot was them. They made shots. They got good looks and they made them. Conversely, we got really good looks and we missed. It was just one of those nights. Where I was a little disappointed, and I think collectively the staff, some of the second chance opportunities, they got on the offensive glass. They got some second chance points. We got cross match and lost guys in transition. Just some of the stuff we typically normally don't do from a defensive standpoint. But again, first game for a bunch of guys with a crowd. I know Reese actually acknowledged it. He was like, this is my first time with fans. So, you know, tip your hat to Navy. They shot it well. They played well. And all of that being said, had we done a few other things on the defensive end and made a couple shots, as poorly as I think we played, we still had a chance. So we'll hope to regroup.
I am very curious because I've spent time with your family and I've been in the stands next to them. Mm-hmm. At games, and I've had some exchanges, very pleasant exchanges, where she actually had to calm me down a few times.
Yeah.
What did Kwamina and the boys say to you about the game coming home specifically?
Dad, what in the world? How did we lose? You guys, you just name, just throw anything in there after you guys. So they were as bummed as you know we felt. I know as the fan base felt, but again, it's early, and I keep saying it, and I'm gonna say it. We'll be better as the season progresses. We just got to go through some growing pains. You like to go through growing pains with wins and not necessarily L's, but. You know, we'll get back to the drawing board. We had a couple good days of practice, so we'll see how we fare tomorrow.
Yeah, you mentioned people being a little bit down. What was the mood of the coaching staff? Was it like we kind of knew we weren't that good, but we're still really upset, or you know, we kind of see some where this was going, and no, we have something to work on with now?
It's always a learning. It's always a learning experience. We warned them early that we had some work to do defensively, and that you know hopefully you'll heed our warning. Keep working, and just stay continuous on that end. And but I think what surprised the guys, and we were frustrated and disappointed, but not angry. You know, it was kind of a wake up call. Again, we like to learn those lessons without getting L's, but we told the guys, hey, listen, you guys don't understand how physical, how tough, and Lord knows we got a physical tough one tomorrow. But I was in the Patriot League. I mean, I coached against Army and Navy, and for nothing else, those kids are gonna execute their stuff. They're gonna cut hard. They're disciplined. That comes with what I was saying. And they're just gonna try to outlast, and that's what they did. I mean, they ran their stuff with pace and execution, and they were physical. I mean, they quite honestly, they took it to us all night.
You know, the Navy has a tradition of being good. And actually, when I played in college, I actually played against Navy and David Robinson's last year. So I know how good they are. But they look good. They shot the ball great. They didn't necessarily handle the ball so well, but they almost did everything else well. They shot it really, really well.
And listen, for us, we trying to put ball pressure and get up. But when you're missing shots and you can't get your defense set and they're coming at you, that's a hard way to play.
Right.
So being able to make shots and set your defense, makes a difference.
And you're right. One or two bounces the other way, whose way, and we win, even after shooting only 4 of 16 from three.
100%. Hindsight's with 2020, but I would agree. I mean, we're right there, Mark. We had our chances, and just missed. We got good looks. I mean, I thought we got some good looks.
Yep. Ray Shields, who's listening, says Navy returned 80% of their scoring, while we only returned 20% of our scoring. And when you look at that, and you look in the second half, in the last 9 minutes, nearly 9 minutes, only scoring a few points, that's a long time not to go without a bucket.
And we've had droughts before, even with some teams that could score the ball. We go in some droughts, and that's where your defense. And I thought we kept getting stops. But we're searching. We're actually searching too. Who can we go to? Can we throw it in the Gardner? Can we throw it in the Shedrick? Can Armand? Can we get him a look? Can Reese and Kihei touch the paint? So. We're searching and looking for those answers.
Right. And I think perhaps some guys were a little bit nervous for the first time. You had transfers coming in, playing in front of fans for the first time. Armand Franklin doesn't shoot it so well the first game. And then Navy goes to a zone. Were you expecting that?
Yeah.
I had a conversation with a coach preseason who said teams may try to zone us, and I'm not sure how well we'll fare.
Yeah, we had practiced against it. We knew that 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, not last year, the year before, they played us almost entirely zone in the game at JPJ. So we anticipated some zone. And again, you gotta get the ball in the middle, kick out, make shots, get on the offensive glass. We just weren't able to do that. Great game plan. Get the lead late, go in the zone, and play the percentages.
Yeah. And at one point in the second half, the momentum started swinging. You guys started playing well. Defensively, you dug in, gave a lot of points in the first half, slowed them down the second half, started creating some turnovers, got a couple of good buckets, got a couple of good looks, got the ball downloaded to Gardner. Looks like that's going to become a key component of the offense this year, where it looking like you guys are going to try to create some pen downs for him in the post.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to get him touches, and he's going to have to produce. And he's capable. I mean, he's wired to score.
And listen, these guys are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So I just hope people can understand that, and you're playing against other people. And I just always, I mean, that's my thing. And we talk about it often, right? So missed two free throws late that hurt a little bit.
I think we'll be all right. Hey, listen, I don't, we've been ranked high and haven't been ranked. None of that means a hill of beans this time of year. You just got to play, you got to find yourself, play good basketball. We probably, That was a little generous as far as what we were returning and what we lost, but we probably earned that credibility for what we've been able to do over the years, but now we get a good opportunity tomorrow night.
First home opening loss since 2012.
Been a long time.
Long time.
What was that game? You know that game?
George Mason.
George Mason.
Yep.
At home, we lost to them?
Yep.
I thought that was at Mason. I know we went to Mason first game of the year. It was crazy there.
Yeah.
I don't remember them beating us at home.
Huh. So showing that you're going to be all right, you turn it around a couple of days later. Not a great Radford team.
A good scrappy Radford team. I mean, I don't know if they're as good as that Carlique Jones team when he was there before transferring to Louisville.
You might be giving them a little too much credit.
They were good. I tell you what, they got a lot. They're vocal. They talk. They're talking noise out there on the court, and they're getting after it. I like the way they played it. Tough group.
A lot of new guys on that team versus Navy, right? Which you have to be patient with new guys, right?
And new coach.
Yeah, right. Did Derek Jones get in the game?
He's actually hurt. The kid from Charlottesville. Yeah, he was injured. So he didn't play.
He was roommates at Blue Ridge with Kobe, with Mike Kobe.
Yeah, good kid.
For 2 years. Yeah, great kid. But the boys turn it around, shoot it much better. Armand Franklin has a great game. Jaden Gardner has another good game.
That's what we've been seeing from Armand in practice. Like, he makes shots. So I hope that Navy was an outlier. And he goes on to shoot about 45 to 50% for the season for us from three.
Well, he shot at 42% at Indiana last year, so maybe he can improve upon it. But so that's what you expect him to be able to shoot it fairly well, whether he's going to hit 40% or not.
When he gets those kind of looks, Mark, he got great looks against Navy, but he missed. He got great looks again against Radford, and they went in. Like, you know, if he gets looks, you know, we expect him. He expects to make them at a high clip. He can shoot the ball.
Yep. What did you think of Gardner's performance on both nights?
Thought he was good. Thought that's who he is. Still work to be done defensively. Positionally, knowing where to be all the time. But getting on the glass, scoring, getting to the free throw line, that's what he does.
Yep. Did a great job on defense.
Yeah,
strong, powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful. And what about the backcourt? What did they do well? What didn't they do right?
I thought Reese Beekman played a hell of a game. I don't know. I don't remember his numbers offhand. I wish I had that in front of me. And he's probably not going to, like, knock your socks off from a number standpoint, but he made shots. He was a monster defensively. Got his hands on a ton of balls, assisted. I thought he had a very good floor game and got guys the ball and was really good. I thought Kihei was really good defensively. He was a pest on the ball. I thought his floor game, he's got to tighten it up a little bit. Just some careless turnovers. But overall, those two I thought were really good.
You know who's going to be able to tell us about Reese?
I know. That's his man.
His biggest fan.
He loves him.
He'll be on the show shortly. Man crush, who will be on the show shortly with the question of the week.
Yeah. He's got a huge man crush.
Yeah. Two favorite players. His two favorite players of all time. Beastith.
And Reese Beekman.
And Reese. You can't have a conversation with Dougie where he doesn't mention. You can be talking about politics. He'll find a way to work in Beastith and Reese Beekman. Right? So, defensively as a whole, but before I get to defensively, do you know what UVA recent player's father played at? I know you're going to know this. Father played at Radford.
What recent?
Which recent UVA player You got, come on.
Oh, Braxton's father.
Okay, all right, because you had to know that. Yeah, we had that question.
Yeah, okay.
As a question of on a show that we were going to give away a t-shirt for.
Wait a second, hold on, man. You're trying to stub me here. Yeah, Braxton Keith,
who's such a good dude. So defensively, as a unit versus Navy, there were some late closeouts. There were some guys that in transition looked like we were a little confused on who to pick up.
We got lost. We gave up an open three. I remember that might have been the first shot of the game as a wide open three. We don't get matched. Couple of offensive rebounds where we just didn't keep them off the glass. I was standing and watching, and those guards, especially the guards went to offensive rebounds. So, some mishaps there. And then a big no-no for us is outside drives, those baseline drives where guys were just beating us to the rim. I thought we gave up too many of those. So we got to tighten that up. I was talking to Jimmy Miller on the plane. If we tighten up in those areas where we don't give up baseline drives, don't give up second chance points, take care of the basketball and try to work to get good, no transition buckets, we'll be in every game. Now, will we score enough to win it will be the question, but if you do those things well, it gives you a chance against the best. And we gotta try to do that every night.
Defensively, this team right now, compared to last year's team after two games, what are the differences? And of course, there's major personnel differences, right? But taking those into consideration, like when you talk about the hedging and recovering, when you talk about on-ball defense,
I think we're good at quite honestly at the point of the attack on ball screens. I think we might be slightly better than last year. We don't have the same rim protection. And then, just the ability to keep guys in front, I think we're still working. Kihei and Reese, I think everybody else, they're going to have to find, how close can they get up before they get beat and how to close out without giving up those straight line drives. All of that stuff takes time and game experience, to be quite honest. We can drill it till we're blue in the face. Until you do it under the whistle in those conditions, it's a little different. So, I think the guys are going to get better. Everybody we've had has gotten better, I think that's where we're different. Ability at every spot, try to keep the ball contained, keep it in front, and then shot blocking. I think Caden can be what Jay was. He's just got to continue to work. I think Caden can be as good as Jay and Mamadi were the last few years.
Are you making a comparison between Mamadi and Jay defensively?
I'm only talking about rim protection.
Well, I am too, right now.
Yeah. I'm saying both of those guys did really good jobs.
Okay.
Isaiah he would be like, I was the best rim protector of everybody. I had no idea, but Zay's up there with blocks as far as career blocks. He's way up there. Is he ahead of Mamadi or is Mamadi ahead of him?
I don't know that trivia question, but maybe we'll get somebody on and get back to you with that.
We got to get somebody to chime in. They'll be able to tell us.
Maybe my favorite who of all time, Isaiah.
It's been fun having him back.
Yeah, it has to be. How critical is a rim protector in the pack line?
I think it makes us better when there are breakdowns. And there are going to be breakdowns. There were breakdowns with last year's team and this year's team. Obviously, there will be. And I think that helps when you're not as sound yet and as disciplined as you need to be on the ball. The older you get, it's hopefully the ball doesn't touch the paint as much. But when they're, early like this with a group like this, having somebody back there that can erase shots and help with those mistakes makes a world of difference.
Are you concerned about giving up offensive rebounds?
When? Tomorrow?
every night with this team.
Absolutely. Yes. Five guys got a rebound. I watched Houston last year and I've watched some film. They're ridiculous how hard they go to the offensive glass. I feel like we all need mouthpieces and helmets going into the game tomorrow. But it's going to be that's going to be something we're going to have to work all year. I mean, outside of Poppy and Caden, we're giving up size probably at every spot. So we're going to have to collectively come back and rebound and just be tough and physical. We've got to just keep drilling that.
Yep. Before we get into Houston's game tomorrow night, what kind of adjustments will you make offensively? I mean, are you going to stay with the same zone game plan? Or are you going to make some adjustments to create more opportunities?
For zone game?
Yeah, for zone.
You've been around the program, Mark. There's not a whole lot, different we're going to do. We'll put somebody in the middle of the zone, try to get it in there, kick it out. Like I said, get on the offensive glass. And then hopefully make some shots. I do think personnel is going to be key. When teams play zone, having guys out there that are zone busters that can make some shots. I think that's where Carson McCorkle, could play a part, where he can come in and throw a three in. Even Tane and Cody and Igor. So somebody's got to step up. We're still looking. We're still looking for.
Do you feel like a couple of guys have opportunities to shoot and are not taking those shots? And if so, what are you telling Reese and Kihei?
I think it's just they got to just let it go. They can't be afraid to shoot, and they got to trust in themselves and have confidence to shoot it. I think sometimes they're thinking too much instead of just letting instinct take over, and that's natural. But there's certain shots that, we don't want guys taking too soon. We want good shots, quality shots. But when they present themselves, they got to just step up and shoot them.
Right. I remember a couple of, I may be giving some inside information that maybe I might get a little bit in trouble with the staff. I remember having some conversations with Ty, and he telling me that there were a couple of times he took shots early shot clock, and TV would say, that's too early.
Too early.
Yeah.
Now, if it goes in, we can discuss that. Yeah. There's a such thing as good shot, quality shot.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Before we go to Houston, we've got two things. One, you asked for what number Mamadi and Zay are on the block list.
Yeah.
Our staff is quick. Mamadi is number 3 on blocks. Zay, number 5. And guess how many blocks separate them?
I got no clue.
Take a guess. You might win a locker room access t-shirt.
40.
No, way off. You're not going to win.
I got no clue.
15.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
15. Yep. My man Ray Shields is hanging with us tough tonight. He says he also thought Carson's on-ball defense was stout.
I would agree. I think Carson has improved in that area. And I think that's natural. He's now in his second year. And he's getting better every day. He wants to get out there. He wants to earn more minutes, more playing time. And, and the fans know you got to play defense for Tony. And so being able to stay in front of the ball, if he can continue to do that, I think he'll earn some more trust and get a few more minutes.
We're going to bring Dougie on with the fresh question of the week.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Your internet connection went dead for a second, or perhaps it was mine.
There he is.
Yep.
Fresh.
He's still connecting. So what are the words that you say before Dougie comes on and starts talking about Reese? What's the conversation you have with Reese? Do you have to take a three? He's only taken three so far, I believe.
I don't say a word to Reese other than play your game, be confident, and lead us. That's that. And then right before every game, I give all the starters five, and I tell them, have fun. Go have fun. Just trying to ease the nerves and the tension right before games, because I remember being a player. Until that ball gets jumped, you got the nerve, you got the bubbly guts, and the hands are still shaking. Everybody that's played had, you know, you feel that way. I mean, if you don't, you ain't in it. You ain't all the way vested. So I try to tell them to just, I dap them all up, and I say, go have fun. Go have fun.
Dougie, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Just for the record, I'm not this pale. There's something wrong with my lighting. I actually have a good tan, so just so you guys know.
Hey, Fresh, what is that hanging in the closet? Is that your Letterman's jacket?
That's my Letterman jacket, yeah. I put it in the back. So my son, my oldest son, Luke, he ripped his doors out. And so that's my background. And I put a Virginia sweatshirt and the Letterman jacket up. No doubt.
I was just having this conversation with my wife about Letterman's jacket.
You still have it?
I think so, but I think it's at my mom's house.
Oh, that's mom, man. That's how I had it. My mom stored it for years. So
yeah,
they have the big. Oh, sorry.
It's the bell. Already fresh.
Hold on, but wait a minute. Yeah, that's great. You guys can talk Letterman jackets offline.
All right.
Because I'm not sure the audience really. All right, really. All
right. Yeah, it is kind of late. We had to push it back this week.
Yeah, we had to push it back because you were in film sessions, and we appreciate you coming on and joining us. I just was about to commend Dougie for last week's performance. Not one curse word.
You guys told me, man. I listen to you guys. By the way.
Clearly. Wait a minute. Stop for a second. Time out for a second. Jay Wills, I just want you to know, before Dougie's coming on the show and we're talking, and we're talking about what he's going to ask, just to make sure it's appropriate, Dougie says, which curse words can I say?
Hey man, dude, I see zero. Jay Willie. I'm 21, he's 18. You know, that's how it was. So when I listen to you guys talk during the thing, my mind goes crazy. So if I told you Chris Alexander's number four in blocks at 148, we all know Ralph Sampson's number one. How many did Ralph have in his career?
Over 1,000, I think.
No, not that many. Big Slim had 148, and he played.
All right, no. I'm getting that confused. So Ralph had to have over 1,000 boards, right?
Oh, of course. But block, I mean, a block shot. Like,
yeah, block. Like, no,
never
so
happens.
All right, hold on. Let me go back. Blocks.
Divide by two, Jay.
He's got 500 blocks?
462.
I was going to say 424.
Come on. I would have no idea. Like,
I was going to say 424 is because you said, what's his name, had 164.
Right. Big Slim, our guy, Big Chris.
I would have thought that Mama D, like Isaiah, were way ahead of Slim.
No, Isaiah's behind Slim.
Yeah.
Mama D is ahead. Mamadi 156, Slim 148, Isaiah 141.
Is Big Slim's fourth on that list?
Fourth. He was two for a long time. Remember that? When you guys were still playing.
Who's second now?
Big Jay Huff, 166. Three is Mamadi.
How about that? So
you coached him up, boy?
So we've coached three guys in the top five, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure if the game's evolved and there's more blocks or less or whatever. By the way,
a great point, Dougie. That's a really good point because when you think about it now, there's so many more outside shots being taken.
Right. Like, there's so many more threes. 166 when everybody's shooting threes.
It's even more impressive that those dudes have blocked so many shots.
For sure. Wow. And Jay, so I've been watching. I've been so bored. I've been watching our old games.
88 blocks.
You were nice with it, man. You weren't like go up top and block it. You were from the waist and like swing it across. But you had some nice blocks, man.
No way, Fresh.
No. Hey, I got film. I'm watching Virginia, Cincinnati, March 27th, maybe 1993. And you had like three blocks in the game. I'm not kidding. Yes. Yes.
I got lucky.
So here's my question of the week.
Let's go. Oh, go ahead.
I'm not really sure if it's good or bad or whatever.
It's a fresh question. Let's go.
It's a fresh question. So you coach your alma mater. You guys got us the national championship. You played, you're an NIT champion as a player. You went to the Sweet 16 my fourth year, which was good. I mean, we wanted more, but whatever. You played in the Final Eight as a senior, mm-hmm. fourth year. Your third year, I forgot. Arizona maybe beat you in your second game.
Second round.
And then as a coach, you won the whole thing. So which was more fun or not more important? You're a professional now and you have a job and you won the whole thing for all of us, which we all appreciate. But like going back and thinking, the elation and having fun. Anyhow,
there's nothing fresh that compares to what we did in Minneapolis. Nothing.
Right. Even as a player.
Nothing.
Right.
Like to be the last team standing, the confetti line, I'm holding the trophy. Like that was magical. It was unbelievable.
Yep. Can't compare it.
Can't compare. But as a player playing in the tournament and I love coaching. I love being a part of it, but you remember what it's like to get ready for NCAA tournament games and being on like, you get the escort, the police escort, and like you poke your chest out a little bit as a player. Like it just
the haircut's tight.
It's different.
You put a suit on, which you don't even have, and you have a tie. The whole thing.
I would, if I could give my right arm, I'd go back and play.
Right.
To play one more NCAA tournament. Heck, one more game in this beautiful arena we play in, JPJ. I mean, I'd love to go up and down that court. So it's different as a player than now coaching. I love every moment of the tournament. I don't like when we lose, especially when we get historic losses.
Yeah.
But to be on that mountaintop, winning it all, there was nothing quite like that. That, I mean, Mark was there. You were there. I mean, I get goosebumps even talking about it. Like coming back home, fans meeting you. You're at the airport and you get the water hose squirting the bus. Man, I felt like I just won the Super Bowl, World Series.
You did.
NCAA tournament all combined. It was amazing. We're driving back. I got tears in my eyes. I'll never forget. I did not cry in Minneapolis. It was just I was just super excited. Yep. But I got emotional on the airport ride from the airport to JPJ with cars stopping and people holding up signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything in Charlottesville stopped that day. It was pretty cool. Like that. To bring it back home, that was cool for me.
That's cool. But it's like I've said, and I don't know if everybody else is the same way, Michigan State or Duke, or when you guys want it, we all want it. But I mean, like legit felt like it.
And so
I wasn't on the court, I wasn't on the bench. No, whatever, but
like that, I've got a picture. Everyone's on the podium and they're all facing. They're facing opposite the crowd. So like everyone's back is to our fans, right, Mark? Like I'm standing there with the trophy and I'm pointing it at the crowd And I wanted everyone to be like, this is for, like, this is for you guys. Like, that was, I was trying to express that without saying it to everybody, but that's how I felt. Like, we won this and all of Virginia won it. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The community felt that.
I hope
so. The arena felt it, Mark. I mean, Jay, you're on the court, but the stuff that I get to be involved in now, we're up top.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everybody Virginia.
No,
it black, was white, green, yellow, orange, whatever. 85 years old, 20 years old, just like we're like this.
And as much as it was for our alum and our Virginia fans.
Yep.
Like I wanted every basketball dude to be like, this is for you. Like, this is because of where I came, you know, this I'm one of you.
Yes.
It's for all of us. Like, we definitely all sharing this. Like, Sticks couldn't get it done. Those guys didn't get it done, but we got it done. And I wanted everybody to be a part of it. Like, that's how I was feeling. It was,
Coach Bennett's best move ever as a coach is hiring Jay Willie.
That goes beyond just the basketball program. It was the immediate Charlottesville community. I was in a restaurant when Ty was picking agents, and we sat down with an agent at the Something Inn, I think it's called. And the waitress there started talking to us. We were talking to her, and she was really sweet. And she goes on and tells this story about her grandmother and passing away right before the championship. And she had tears in her eyes as she's telling the story. And she was just like, she felt so grateful. And I'm saying, I'm feeling so grateful to her for being such a fan.
Yeah.
And the story she told was so emotional. So it really goes it goes beyond the basketball people. It goes in the community of Charlottesville. So I'm sure, you know, and even when you're talking about the feeling of being on the court, right? You know, I say it's every show, every time, how grateful I am to you for getting us on the court. It was amazing, right?
It was crazy. And listen, we want to do it again.
Hey, that's it. Cool.
We're going to try like crazy, but nothing will beat that for me from a sports basketball experience. Best day of
and you enjoyed it too. Like you were doing the interviews and all. I want to say two more. I know my time's short. So when you guys were talking about the block shots, I Googled Virginia basketball blocks. First name that came up was Brian Stith, just so you know. It said on my Google search, Brian
Stith. I was wondering how you were going to work him in tonight.
All-time leading scorer, my man. And hey, Reese, !! That's all I got to say.
Wait a minute, before you go, Dougie.
Wait, how did Reese get, like, how did his name come up when you did block shots?
No, it's Reese. He's a defender, dude. Reese is my guy. All right. He followed me on Twitter, by the way, Reese. His name is Reese, !! So that's what I say all the time.
He should give you a signed jersey, Dougie. Can you, before you go, and this might be a couple more minutes, can you briefly ask Jay Willie about the game against Cincinnati? Without the rated G
version. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
The rated G version, Dougie.
No, I'll do PG-13.
No. G.
So people don't realize this. My fourth year was Jay Willie's second year. And he started in what I thought I should have been the starting player, right? Which doesn't matter. I don't know if you realize, Jay, you probably don't remember that. And like he had a first year, like whatever, second year. And he had two breakout games that I remember. One was at Duke and Cameron. And the other one was against Cincinnati in the Sweet 16. And Jay was like, you know, he goes to Cameron. He's like, Cameron, what? Like, I'm from Marshall? Jay Marshall, whatever.
John Marshall.
Like, man, I've seen it all. Like, whatever. So he's like doing the chance. And he had like the 14-7 game. Nobody expected, but against Cincinnati, it gets chippy a little bit. And they had those dudes, man. Somebody Nelson. There were two Nelsons and big dudes.
They had Bostic Nelson.
Bostic Nelson and the pro.
They had, of course,
Nick Van Exel.
Van Exel. And they had
But Jay's like the little brother. You know, he's young. These dudes are probably 26 by then. They've been to, like, junior college for 7 years. Got to Cincinnati. And Jay, he needles him. He's needling him. He's going at him. He's going at him. There's one great, I sent you guys a video, him on the free throw line, like getting ready. And Jay just smacks a dude in the ass. Like, let's go, man. Play ball. What?
Hey,
I was so mad about that game. I made a big mistake at the end that we.
Hey, listen. So it's funny that you bring that game up because so in the summertime, before COVID, Junior and Ted and Yuri, Cornell, they bring their boys up for the summer for a week and they stay at the house. And we do basketball camp. And so we call it Camp Williford. And one night, it might've been the night that they dropped the kids off. We get to talking about the Cincinnati game, Ted. And you know, we drinking a couple beers and just reminiscing.
Yep.
And man, when I tell you, I was talking reckless. Like I was talking trash. Mark,
yeah, DJ came and had to like calm me down. Like the Mark,
this was good New York City trash talking.
Yep.
And I'm about 205 pounds at the time. Not like these dudes are cut up, chiseled. And we're at the free throw line. And the guy, like, he just looks at me and he gives me one of these looks like, you can keep talking, but you don't want to do this. And I look up at TJ, and in my mind at this point, I'm saying, yeah, I probably don't want to do this. But I'm too far down the road, and Big TJ now has got my back. And so I'm like, if Ted's with me, then we're going. And so the ref came over and told us break it up and stop it. And
yep.
But that would have been a battle it wouldn't have looked good for UVA. We took an L on the court fresh, and those dudes were grown men.
They were grown men. I'm telling you, they were average age 27. So
yeah, I would.
However they got there, right?
That was just the Richmond, the John Marshall, coming out of me a little bit. Plus, I was probably frustrated from how bad I played all the whole season.
So. Nah, you played great. That was your breaking out year, man.
Yeah, that was a funny trash talking game, and the dude just looked at me like, "You don't want this," and I'm like, "Yeah, I probably don't."
I think one or two of them had a T too, but that whole situation changed the game for us. We were up by like four, but anyhow. That day game, the more I watched.
Dougie, did you just blame Jay Willie for losing the game?
No, Jay was great. Jay was great that game.
Oh, Van Exel. Blame Van Exel for losing the game. He went
off. He was so good. I remember him that year. He was tremendous. Anyway, Dougie.
All right.
Thanks for jumping on. We will see you tomorrow night, 7:30 for the pregame show.
Let's go. Go Hoos. Hey, Jay, by the way, you talk about Houston can rebound, offensive rebound. There's only one solution, box out.
Hey, Fresh, you got to see in YouTube Houston basketball.
I will.
And you'll see a clip. They've got practice footage of there's no out of bounds. They're pushing each other. It is. Right. I mean, we're going to need mouthpieces and.
Hey, get mouthpieces, but I'm saying box out. We played UMass that same tournament, the second game. All they did was offensive rebound. We boxed out. We beat them by 10, whatever. Anyhow.
All right,
go. Yeah. Work cut out.
Last year, we actually had a conversation, you and I, about Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't run anything. They don't run a lot of stuff. They're physical. They're tough. They play hard. And they're talented.
That's what they do.
They win their first game in overtime against Hofstra. And they win their second game by 33, something like that.
Against Rice.
They're a good team. Last year, Final Four team.
Hofstra's good. I think people don't understand how good Hofstra is. Hofstra's got some really good guards. They're good. It's a good program.
Yeah. Speedy Claxton.
Yep.
Got the coaching guy. So what's the game plan for tomorrow night?
Box out. Fresh hit it on the head. Box out, and box out. I mean, if we don't do that, You know, it's going to be an uphill battle. We got to keep them off the glass. We got to take care of the basketball. If we can do those two things, we'll be able to hang around and be in the game. If those things aren't A's, and they got to be A's, A pluses, it could be a long night. The biggest key is boxing out, meeting their physicality, and not backing down. They're gonna do what Mike Tyson does in fights. They're gonna come in and intimidate you and try to knock you out with two punches. And you got to be able to hang in there and hopefully take a punch. You got to hit the bully back. If we don't hit the bully back, shame on us. But that's what we're going to have to do.
They've got a lot of guys that play.
Yep.
They shoot it pretty well. They've got Mackey Sasser scoring 25 a game so far this year.
Yeah.
Really good player.
This team, honestly, might shoot it better, I think, on paper than the team they had last year. Like, I think they're supposedly a better shooting team than what they had. So that's a scary thought. But anyway.
Did you – and maybe I'm wrong about – and I'm very curious to know how complicated their sets are. But I know last year they ran a lot of high ball screens.
Yeah, I don't think they're overly complicated. I mean, you know, there are teams in our league that don't run a whole lot of stuff that, you know, they just got – good talent, and they got hard-playing kids. And so nothing from a scheme standpoint is going to be tricky. This is mano a mano. This is put your big boy pants on and let's go to work.
Yep. And then when you talk about rebounding, do we expect to see a bigger lineup tomorrow?
I don't anticipate us changing. You know, I think we'll go what we've been going with, and but everybody's got to be ready. I mean, we only got 10. I've said that to you. I've said that to everybody. We got 10, and those guys got to be ready. When their number's called, they got to be ready. I don't know if we can, you know, if we need to necessarily be bigger. We just got to be tougher and match the physicality and play smarter. And take care of the basketball.
Do you expect to see full court man, tough man-to-man pressure in his zone?
Yeah, I anticipate man. I don't know how much zone. I don't know about full. I mean, they'll do what they do. I think they'll see if we can handle. They're going to try to bully us.
Yep.
And then the first that first media, they're going to try to – it's going to be loud, and they're going to try to put us away early. If the pressure bothers us, I can see them pouring it on. But if we handle it and do what we practice, I think we'll be all right.
Who had the scout?
Kosody, I think. Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And he, hopefully, he's got the boys prepared.
Always. Yeah. We always do.
All right. Well, my guess is if we hit shots, we do well.
We have them prepared. Yeah. We hit shots and we defend. It's a great opportunity, Mark. We got it. We're on national TV. It's going to be a crazy environment.
Yeah.
It's already sold out from what I gathered. And so this is why these guys are here. This is why we scheduled this game. We wanted to get tested, and these kids are here for this reason to play on this, you know, this scale, in an atmosphere like this. So,
This is fun. Do you think Jaden has a bit of an advantage
more so
than the other guys because he's played against them a few times?
He knows what to expect. In fact, we were telling them, how physical, and he just shook his head. He was saying, you guys don't know. You got no clue. Like he's been reiterating that to the guys. Like fellas, we're gonna have to bring it. And he knows, but he He had a heck of a game against them last year. He had 20 and something, 20 plus against Houston. He had a really good game.
Yep. Well, hopefully he's going to bring it tomorrow with the rest of the guys. And I just also want to mention to people and to you that I'm listening to Dougie and even you mentioned in the past how much you evolved as a person, as a from a player when you played.
I've come a long way, Mark.
To now?
I come a long way. The guy, all of my boys, their former teammates, they laugh when I tell them about, you know, what I have to deal with as a coach. And they're like, dude, that's nothing. You were worse than any of these dudes.
Even Justin Anderson?
Justin was easy. He just wanted more playing time and wanted to start, and he was easy. I was a pain in the butt.
Well, you and TB have said other things besides about Justin, but we all love Justin. He's the greatest dude.
No. I love the kid, but yeah, it was. He wanted to play 40 minutes if he could.
You got to love that about a kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether it's warranted or not, you still love a kid that wants to compete that hard to say, I'm asking to play 40 minutes.
Yeah, but if you talk to Jeff Jones, Jeff would tell you I was no treat to coach those first 2 years. I was a pain in the butt.
Well, we know the stories about you kicking basketballs into the stands and getting kicked out of practice.
Stupid stuff.
We'll have a guest talking about some of the other fun times you guys shared at practice as well. Well, here's to hoping that the UVA defense can evolve as you have a little bit quicker. We need to happen, you know, within the next couple of games. But I think I was encouraged actually by some of the footwork and the rotations on defense. It wasn't perfect, and we gave up some outside shots, but the recovery.
Hey, Mark, we can't fault it's not an effort. They're trying. It's just an experience thing. It's just being put in those situations over and over and over again and drawing on, hey, if they do this, okay, I can anticipate this. And but you have to go through it. You know, you just have to go through it.
Yeah, no question. I see this team improving and improving defensively.
We hope.
It might not happen tomorrow, but down the road, right? Last thing I want to talk about tonight is your impression of the ACC so far. I know it's really early. There's been some close games. Brown gave UNC a tough, tough game.
Yeah.
I lost to Furman.
I only see scores, so I don't know what else is going on with those other games. I mean, I haven't watched many ACC games. Every so often, I'll go on ESPN and take a look at scores and just, you know, or see how kids that I recruited are playing elsewhere. Just keep an eye on those guys, and because you grow relationships and you get to know those kids personally. So you want to see those guys do well. But I couldn't tell you collectively what's going on in the ACC. I know this time of year, there seems to be a lot of parity. You're playing some teams that quite honestly are like Navy. They got a ton of experience coming back. I guess some of these teams are still trying to find themselves in chemistry you got transferring in and out of places. So just makes it different. Some teams are good. I watched a little bit of Gonzaga. They look good. And then I watched that UCLA, that was a late game, UCLA-Villanova, two good teams. So,
yep. What's really quickly, what's the game plan for tomorrow? I know you're yawning and rubbing your eyes. I know you got to be tired. I'm sure it was a long day.
I know. What time is it? I feel like it's midnight.
Your time, it's 9:30 almost. What time will the boys get up, and what's the plan?
Well, we'll have a breakfast shoot around. Get ready, do a little film. But again, transition defense and keep them off the glass. Got to do those. Got to be, got to have A's in those areas. And then, you know, take good shots, take care of the basketball.
Yep. And make a few. That's my coaching advice. Make a few shots.
Take and make good shots.
I got to make some.
There you go.
No matter, right. The one thing missing once again this week, YB.
Yeah, he sent a text saying something
came up. You know, YB has to understand a lot of people apply for this job.
Uh-huh.
And we may start taking, you know, interviews if he doesn't step up. I'm kidding. But it's YB's spot. He had something to come up tonight. He will be on the show next week. And we'll be back, resume back to normal.
So, all right, Jay Wills. So, Mark, help me out. Next Monday, I'll be on the road again. I'll be up in Newark. We can't do it Monday, can we? We play Monday.
We'll either do it early. We'll figure it out during this week. We'll let everybody know. But I will be at that game.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in person.
It's been a while. It's been a long time. So good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Rooting hard for you guys as always.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Let's give a problem to Houston. All right. All right, Jay Wills. I will talk to you soon. Thanks again for coming on.
All right. Thanks,
buddy. All the best. Take care.